least complicated, one of the less complicated songs on the new record, Swampophilia. The most complicated song has got to be Touch Me Fall, which was the first thing that was released, just in terms of the arrangements of that song.
Actually, least complicated was the most complicated to record.
Was it?
It was. Yeah. It took forever.
Ah, because Emily's rhythm is so wacky on that song. It's like Richie Havens or something. We're all going, what?
And then the congas or the drums, whatever they are, on top
great.
Of it.
Yeah, it's great.
Jerry Marotta.
Yeah.
Well, Touch Me Fall started out real simple, you know, just kind of a really beautiful electric guitar song that turns into, you know, a grunge song. Not grunge, but more like a Clash type song at the end. Real simple, straightforward, but we kind of needed something to help us bridge the transition, so we brought in this young guy, Nashville, a guy that we had met, a musician that became kind of a friend of ours, to help us with a string arrangement for some of the transitions, and he did it.
He did.
He did a bang-up job of it.
We just went crazy in the studio on this one.
Yeah, we just kind of did whatever. You know, we did it live. I mean, we did like... Actually, I had a wreck the day we recorded it, and I came into the studio about 3 hours after the wreck, and we put down about 6 takes of it and edited what we liked together of all the takes, and it was all improvisation, all of it.
Wow, really?
And we kept all of Emily's lead stuff, and we just sort of went, well, this is the song... You know, now what else do we need? And we threw horns on it and strings, and
it was fun.
It's an ambitious first single off the record. Why did you do that?
Well, actually, we felt that number one, we wanted to go out to more of the independent college, commercial alternative, that kind of thing, because that's where our support has always been, and we wanted to go to that first, and we didn't want to go out in top 40 and. Try to drum up support somewhere that we didn't have it already.
Yeah, right.
You know, we just felt loyal, pretty much, I guess, to this format. And we wanted to try, we talked about trying something something from my camp of music, because we've always kind of been in Emily's camp for the first time and thought this would be an interesting thing. But I didn't think that was going to be the one. And that was something that the record company kept going, well, let's just try this. And I was like, yeah, right. So,
Well, it's interesting, and I'm not sure if on the single version that came out, with the little message that's on the beginning of the album, the thing about skating.
Oh,
it's not on the single, probably.
Now, what does that have to do with the song?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I've been trying to figure it out.
You know, we had a lot of fun
on the record.
Some friends of ours, Mrs. Fun, who recorded Dead Man's Hill with us, they were the guest band on the record. They went to see a friend of theirs play, who used to go, you know, and when you're at the skating rink and they go, all skate, now reverse, you know.
Right.
I was just saying it. We stuck it before that song because we thought it represented what the song was doing. It means nothing.
So I guess this is the unembellished version of Touch Me Fall.
This is the very unembellished version. This is like Billy Bragg doing a duo.